Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening. One of the things that I've done over the last few months is publish a futurist column. Now, I've done that in the past, usually like the end of December. I'll publish what I think is going to be big in technology in the coming year. I still do that, and I'll obviously share those and continue to share those. But the reality is I started writing more about futurist stuff in the short term, three times a month, give or take. I'll publish an article. I call it The Futurist, and then I include a title. And the goal of that is to literally start thinking about some of the component pieces of what is coming in technology. The reason for that is that I've been putting together a concept that I call the Enterprise Resource Triangle. It is an adaptation of, but an expansion of, and then net new around the concept of the traditional resource triangle, right? If you think about scope, cost, and time, those being the three legs of the triangle, you can control cost, but then time and scope have to be expanded, right? They have to be free. You have to let one or the other, right? Usually organizations limit scope and try to basically control cost, and then they understand that time is the one that flows away. Well, in the enterprise resource triangle, it's looking at how applications perform in the enterprise today. And so it has a slightly different view in the sense that the three legs of the triangle are the device, the landscape, and the destination. And inside of that concept then is the next tier, which is connected, managed, and secured, which is the three components within the enterprise resource triangle. How do we deliver the concept, and then how do we manage, control it, and obviously connect it and secure it? But the enterprise resource triangle is really designed to help application portfolio owners look at and evaluate where those applications are going, because if you look at the landscape for the network, which is what the landscape represents in the triangle, the landscape is the network. The network has evolved radically. In fact, over the next, I would say, 3 years, as 5G becomes pretty much ubiquitous, the network is going to evolve significantly as Wi-Fi 6, beyond rolling out, actually becomes a considerable portion of how the world operates. You're going to start to see more and more abilities and capabilities within the network. The other side of it is the device, and the device has evolved radically as well in the last few years. But today, the predominant device is the cell phone. If you look at cell phone sales throughout the world, there are many more cell phones than laptops and desktops combined. And so the future is going to be that mobile device. So the mobile device, the mobile network, but also, those two together. And then finally, the destination. And the destination evolved about 10 years ago radically. And you really have three distinct locations that are the destinations. You have the traditional data center, right, or what is sometimes called on-premise. You have the traditional co-location or managed offering solution. And then you have what is called cloud. And there are obviously big cloud providers. Each of those three has a different capability. When we consider the landscape, Wi-Fi 6 has different capabilities than 5G, and 5G and Wi-Fi 6 both have different capabilities than Ethernet, right? So you have different capabilities. And then when you think about the device, right, a cell phone or a tablet has a different capacity and capability than a laptop and a desktop does, and so on and so forth. So as we look at this brave new world of the future, things are going to continue to evolve rapidly and move quickly. And the Enterprise Resource Triangle helps you keep that in control for your organization. You manage application upgrades and processes within your organization by looking at all three legs of that triangle rather than the way people have evaluated applications in the past, which is, we have an upgrade budget, let's go ahead and use our upgrade budget, right? Now you start to think about, what do we really need, right? What is the goal? We are upgrading this application to improve speed. Well, maybe speed is actually improving either the destination or the landscape rather than improving the application. Limiting or changing the application so that it better fits the device that's being used and leveraged. So as we consider it, as we move forward into this brave new world of the application of tomorrow, the reality is the Enterprise Resource Triangle is a useful tool for IT organizations to have in their belt. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.